AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/big deal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This man is the son of a funk legend. Before we even do this shit, play me some Isaac Bubba Lee Hayes, man.
I'm going to see what he play, though.
All right.
I'm going to see how if he get in his bag.
All right. This J-O-N, bro, he from the Rocky Mountains of Tennessee. Nigga grew up with a tick on his leg.
I don't see if he get
Joe,
me
I
bad.
Thought you had a fucking Swiffer, man.
No, I ain't got no Swiffer.
Lady out in Oakland made me this rug. She said she got tired of looking at them dirty rugs.
Yo, that's a sight. Okay.
This some of that shit that be playing when you put your uncle's porno in. That's the first shit you hear. It's just a dick in the pussy. You don't see nobody else. It's just genitalia when that shit come on.
You got in your bag on that one.
Hell yeah, you can smell the cocaine on this bitch. If you ain't in a 76 Eldorado,
oh, yeah,
with some curb fillers on that bitch. Even the young nigga like, what's that? What's that? I ain't heard that before. Oh, that's too goddamn funky. Is everyone in their places?
There's a company that makes rugs. Them shits, I think I say
Kiki Mats.
I don't know, but it's like really clear. Like
the black lady, there been some black girls
out. No, it's a. You see, I think I saved the shit on the ground.
This is the one I'm talking about. They dope as hell. They made us a couple. This the one.
Oh wow. It's another dude that got it like that. Hold on.
Okay. compared to like all the little trendy social media shit. Oh, we ready.
I gotta find where them rugs is at.
Like a good neighbor, stay over there.
Hey. What's up, my guy? You
baby, how you doing? We're gonna hold on smoke on this one. He can't be around that.
Okay, bet. I'm allergic to weed.
He can't be around that. Cat, mic him up, man. We ready. This shit hard. I can hear currency on this shit.
Yeah.
Man, your pops got so much music, man.
We got tons of it.
Word.
And we get a lot of it back.
Oh, word.
We get like the stuff he wrote as a songwriter back. We've been getting back for a couple years, but like, you know that, you know, like Sam and Dane, you know about the news, hold on, I'm coming.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, huh? My dad wrote so many records, got so many samples. All the dopes of rap, them all sampled my dad.
Yeah.
Tupac, Biggie, Dr. Dre, Snoop, Jay-Z, Wu-Tang, they all got it. And you know, all the songs are songs you know. So Cream by Wu-Tang, that's Isaac Head. Me Against the World, Isaac Head. How Can I Live, Jay-Z, Isaac Head.
Yeah.
Motherfucking Warning by Biggie, Isaac Hayes. Explosive by Dr. Dre, Isaac Hayes. Shimmy Shimmy Y'all, Order the Basket, Isaac Hayes. It's so many.
That's right.
It's so many.
I knew the what you call it. Hot Butter Soul shit off Jay. You know?
Yep.
What you sipping on, player?
Man, it's just some sour solid.
How you gonna mix the healthy shit with the liquor?
Balance. It's called balance, my brother.
Nigga gonna have the green juice with a shot of Hennessy in it.
Yeah.
Is everyone in their places? Is everyone in their places?
Yeah. Oh, hold on.
What happened to that episode where Rick was here and he left?
What happened?
We don't know. He just left.
He just left.
Did he ever come back?
No. We don't know.
My girl, my friend Lisa, she was the one that was with him. I know his girl Lisa, she be out here. And I'm like, why did Rick leave? And he wasn't having an emergency. Nigga's mom, nigga. So I said, you nigga, the fans.
I don't know. I don't know, man. That nigga just, we still trying to figure it out, man. I want him to come back. And just come like he leaving, coming out the bathroom.
Right.
And just like, yeah, like I was saying.
Right.
We almost in there. Make sure everyone is in their places. Now you in your spot. Oh, okay. Is everyone in their places? This shit hard.
Oh, yeah. Walking in the sun. Yeah. Y'all will know this one. You'll know this soon as you hear it.
So you gonna take all the people who blocked you and make some NFTs, huh?
Hung up on my baby. I hung up on my baby.
Yeah, hey, I might be there with you, but.
You say you gonna take all the people who blocked you and make some NFTs?
That's a badge of honor. Man of Steel, Candace, they all blocked.
argumentative nigga, man.
It don't surprise with a man, I think.
Oh, you all you have to do is disagree with her.
Oh, nigga, you sneeze too loud.
She got mad at me. She was mad at your boy. But she did some bullshit, though.
Yeah. You called her on it.
Was she?
You know this one.
Let me see. Oh, hell yeah. Ghetto Boys.
Come on. New niggas think it's Kodak.
Right.
You fuck with any music?
What do you mean?
You do any music?
I've been producing for a long time. I stopped producing like maybe about 5, 6 years ago. I mean, actually, technically, my shit is still on TV. Like, I put all my music on television. So when you listen to Love and Hip Hop and Married to Medicine and the NBA on TNT, that's all my music in the background.
Okay.
And I just go to the mailbox and get a check.
Yeah.
That's how I actually build fan base. I spent $200,000 of my own money to build the original MVP.
All residual money.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I got one record I know you know I did. Money in the Bank by Lil Scrappy and Young Buck.
What was that?
I produced that.
Come on. Yeah. Dirty.
Been a minute.
Come on, man.
That shit is fine.
All right, before we jump it out, give me one more. Give me one more Isaac Hayes on. Which one you want to hear?
What on here? Isaac Hayes.
One more before we get to work. That's been sampled too, right there.
All of it has been. Hold
yeah.
on.
What is that? That's
Hold on.
Yeah, that's what I'm. Yeah.
Ice move.
All right, guys, we're about 2.5 minutes away from liftoff. We just had to set the tone.
Yeah, y'all know this one right here. But you're not gonna tell what it is, but I can tell you what it is. Like, I'm gonna see if you can't pick up on the sample.
Okay, bet. Yep, fuck them other niggas.
Yeah. There you go. That's what I mean by everybody knows sample this nigga.
And you can sample from the same song. You can get
but then it's another one.
Songs from the same
it's another breakdown.
Oh,
in that
Kanye sampled this too, didn't he? Is that Blood on the Leaves?
I don't know.
I know he used the Nina Simone. That sound like the intro to Blood on the Leaves, though. That right there.
And
that
part. My niggas. Yeah. That But hold on, you gotta let it play though. Cause they're gonna break in another record. Everybody done used this shit. Mary J. Blige, everybody. You're about to hear it in a second. Everybody in the room gonna know exactly what it is as soon as you hear it.
This is a game right here. Yeah, this is a goddamn drinking game.
Right. Here you go. One more.
That's that biz. I want to.
So the most sampled is still James Brown?
James Brown is the most sampled artist, but I think my dad got the most samples that you will know. Like, oh,
gotcha.
Like all the big artists.
Yeah.
Like everybody, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is too hard.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay Wynn, this shit's so hard. I want to just do the intro right now and say, welcome back to the 85 South Show. Yes, sir. This the only show everybody in the whole house watch. I'm talking about the kids, your granddaddy be sneaking and watching this shit. This is the number one black TV show that's not on TV amongst black people between the ages of 5 and 76.
I believe it.
That's a big demographic.
That's it.
We cover the whole spectrum.
I thought you was gonna say 85.
That'd have been good.
You right. But we know for sure niggas up to 76 is watching this shit. Niggas who 85 don't watch nothing. They look at it. You ain't never asked an old nigga, what you doing? Oh, looking at TV. He ain't watching shit, but he looking at it. So this the most looked at shit from the ages of 77 to 91. Most definitely, man. But you know, you never know who gonna stop through the trap and put us up on some game. Who we got in here today? Well, first of all, before we even get into all this high-tech advanced 2022 type shit, we gotta do this shit right. First of all, the man is the son of a legend. Certified. Black history moment right now. It just happens to be real black in here right now.
Oh, man.
Man, this man made some of your favorite songs.
Come on.
He probably owned the original rights to some of your current favorites. Shit, I guess I gotta call you a you tech savvy. Shit, a damn mogul at this point.
Yeah, I was gonna say mogul. It's beyond tech.
A crowdfunding son of a gun. and he just launched his own platform fan base. We got my man, Isaac Hayes, hey! The third.
Yo.
You thought I wasn't gonna throw the third in there?
You got it right.
You throw the third up in there, man. Welcome to the trap, first and foremost.
Thank you for having me.
So before we even get into the fan base shit, you see we're sitting here going through some of the classics, man.
Yeah.
They got this show called Growing Up Hip Hop. But you actually did that shit before there was a show. Like, you grew up the son of a legend. Man, what was that like to be the son of a musical icon?
Pretty normal.
Normal?
Yeah, I'm tell you why. Like, my dad was just my dad to me.
Right.
So to everybody else, he might be a musician, famous person, but me, he was a disciplinarian.
This nigga whooped my ass. Fuck that song.
Absolutely.
Fuck that song.
Absolutely. Got ass whoopers, for real.
Word.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, you know, it's a father-son relationship, just like anybody, you know, anybody else has. So
yeah.
Very special.
Bro, with your father being such a huge star, man, do you feel like it's a responsibility to you to keep this whole shit going?
Not musically, but the way that he was a workaholic, like his work ethic, and his passion for black people, absolutely. I get my passion for black folks and black community from my dad, for sure, because, you know, he was the guy that came, actually, when we moved to Atlanta, he helped Maynard, he campaigned for Maynard Jackson, and he helped campaign for Andrew Young.
Oh, that's real shit. Real shit, bro. Hey, anytime I hear Maynard Jackson, that picture of him sitting at that table with all that money pop up, that's just, nigga, that picture need to be in more places than Atlanta. You should be able to walk in Chick-fil-A and they have that picture of Maynard Jackson sitting at that desk with that money.
Maynard low-key looked like Pablo Escobar,
a little bit.
If you look quick, you like, hold on.
Oh, that's
Raymond.
That little
swoop
to it.
We fuck with it, man.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it, your moment.
This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
But shit, we was just sitting here listening to some of the songs, you know, some of your favorites. There's a lot of people sampled your dad's music and shit.
Still sampled.
Hey man, he got one of those evergreen catalogs that I think will continue to create, you know, some dope music. I think, you know, him being one of the architects of hip hop is really prideful. I'm proud of that. And like I said, all the biggest artists you ever known. Hip hop, the GOATs of all sample Isaac Hayes. So
yeah,
it's important to keep. It's important to own that music and continue that legacy as far as hip hop is concerned too. So
yeah, well, bro, I grew up in North Mississippi, and on Sundays nobody plays no rap, and then it's like they just listen to Isaac Hayes. Like they just have his shit on all day, like Isaac Bubbly Hayes, Hot Butter Soul. Like, that shit was huge. So that's some shit that, like, really stands out to me, that, like, when I hear that name, I always go back to them Sundays and be thinking of just running around frying fish and just being out with the family and shit.
He was a Tennessee boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. What part of Tennessee?
He was from, I gotta get it, I wanna make sure I say it right. He was from Covington.
Yeah.
He was from Memphis, but he was born in Covington, Tennessee.
Okay. Yeah.
The son of a sharecropper, pick cotton, worked in the hog factory, really poor dude, you know, was illiterate and learned how to read, went from being illiterate to graduating salutatorian of his high school.
Yeah.
And got multiple scholarships. Yeah. Salutatorian of high school. Got
made a gang of movies too.
Yeah. But this is what I'm saying, early, before he even wanted to do music, he was just like, you know, he got offers to go to school, and he was like, yeah, you know, I wanna be a musician. And he just went down to Stax Records, him and David Porter, and they hustled their way in the door and started working with artists like Otis Redding and stuff like that, and started, you know,
Stax Records,
yeah,
shit like that.
Became songwriters, and then they wrote like some of the iconic soul records that you probably hear. If you're familiar with Sam and Dave, they had a song called Soul Man.
Okay.
There's another song that they did that they used. And Hold On, I'm Coming. They used that. They use that in commercials, like.
Every day.
They use that in every movie from the 80s, I feel like. Like when they had to get in the car real fast.
Exactly.
Don't tell mom the babysitter's dead. So you remember that shit?
Yes. And then, so by way of publishing, all that music for 56 years has been owned by the publishing companies that are publishing companies and record companies. And so we're just now getting it back. So Hold On, I'm Coming actually comes back next month. It comes back March 15th, 2020.
Yes. Hey, don't stop using it either.
No.
Don't you motherfucker.
It was in a commercial yesterday. Wait, when was Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Whatever the Super Bowl
Sunday.
Was,
yeah.
Sunday, it was in a commercial that played on the Super Bowl. I tell my team, you know, when they try to send you these lowball deals to reclaim your publishing or offer you a new deal, I'm like, I send them the commercial. They use it in like 4 or 5 commercials over the pandemic. They use it for an Oreo cookie commercial during Christmas. So publishing is always so important. I think that's where my foyer into tech came from, because I've always been a person that says you gotta own your content.
Tracking down the money.
Yeah. And make that money. Own your content and make money, man.
Man, before we move on and get into some other shit, we got a lot of like young people who watch this who may not be too familiar with this music that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Throw them a few that they can go check out for reference.
I'll tell you artists that you should check out, and then you'll know that they sample Isaac Hayes. So Cream from Wu-Tang Clan is an Isaac Hayes sample. Down For My Niggas is an Isaac Hayes sample. Mind Playing Tricks on Me by the Ghetto Boys, Explosive by Dr. Dre, Warning by Biggie, Can I Live by Jay-Z, Me Against the World by Tupac. What else? Snoop. We got another one. Matter of fact, me and Snoop got to get that. I'm supposed to call Snoop while we here too. But me and Snoop got to get a re-put out the record that got taken off the Doggy Style. G's Up, where he samples my pops. But yeah, I'm trying to think, and then, I mean, most recently, I mean, Kodak Black sampled him.
Yeah, that's the same.
Transporting. Mm-hmm. Biz Markie. Drake sampled him. You know, it's like, Alessia Carr had this really big record called Here about 4 or 5 years ago. That's an Isaac Hayes sample. So, I mean, you know, it's always good to search that. Shazam some of these records, and you'll find out that Isaac Hayes was behind a lot of these records, like one of the architects of hip-hop, so for sure.
You just put together a good little playlist for the people.
For real.
Yeah.
That's a jamming-ass playlist, hip-hop without, like,
absolutely.
Yeah, get you an Isaac Hayes sample playlist, and I don't think you can go wrong.
Go to whosample.com.
Yeah.
You go to whosample.com and put in Isaac Hayes, you'll see everything. Shimmy Shimmy Ya by Old Dirty Bastard. It's tons of records, though. It's just like, you know, everybody sampled them, so that's
how you know that shit good.
Yeah.
That shit good. When that shit lasts that long, that's some good shit.
Yes.
And because it's almost a little bit of a cheat code, because your pops made such classic music.
Yeah.
If you sample this,
you guarantee the look.
Yeah, and it's so fucking funky. It's some funky shit.
Yeah.
I wonder if he made some shit and he had to walk off. I'm like, I can't put this out. Nah, fuck these niggas up. This shit can't come out till 1994. And when he said it, that shit sounded so crazy. They were like, oh, man, it's 1967, man. We can't use this shit. I'm telling you, this shit come out in 94.
We got a lot of records, though. We got a lot of unreleased records, too.
Word.
So we got like 300 or so unreleased Isaac Hayes masters.
What you gonna do with that?
Let people sample them. Yeah, turn them into new records.
Yeah.
And put them out as instrumentals.
You should put it, just put it out, man. Some old niggas who been waiting on that shit. That'll fuck the old niggas up. Like, what? Some new shit?
What the fuck you mean, a new guy?
What the fuck you mean?
Isaac got some new shit.
When he made this?
I got every album he ever made. Hey, you never heard it.
I Stand Accused.
Facts.
That's a cold record, man.
Hella cold. And this man has some long songs.
Yeah, because he gonna stop the shit and let the beat play for 4 minutes.
Like 4 different songs.
You know what though? Like
the intro be separate from the outro, from the middle, from.
So, like Memphis music and R&B was probably that first music that we started putting our problems in our records.
Yeah.
Cause you know, like Motown had a sound that was one way, but then like Isaac Hayes, like I Stand Accused. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's one of the first songs where you hear a nigga talking about how he fucked up.
Right. Yeah. Like, he's trying to, that was a Dirty Mac record.
Yeah.
He was trying to take a woman from a whole nother dude.
That shit was real popular.
Yeah. He was like, I know, you know, I Stand Accused, though. Like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And then he had, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, he got cheated on, so, you know, he just left him with the Phoenix.
I don't blame him.
Heart broke. But, you know, I mean, and people weren't putting their problems in their music like that before then.
Yeah,
everything was like doo-wop and love and all that, but Johnny Taylor had a song called Who Making Love to Your Lady While You Out Making Love. That's the real, that Stax era was when we started putting our problems in our music, and then that's what R&B becomes.
That's the blues.
Yeah, the pain.
Yeah.
Put the pain in the record, so for sure.
It was R&B before, but the blues wasn't as prominent as the rhythm.
The rhythm.
Yeah.
The blues kicked in like, oh, shit.
You ain't never walked up on a nigga and like, what you listening to? Oh, just some rhythm.
That's what you call it. What's the nigga? You ain't been in the that's what the bone. That was all rhythm. Wasn't no blues.
When a nigga listen to rhythm, he just be like this. It's a nice rhythm.
Oh, I can't do all that blues.
Hey, that's sad shit. Uh-uh. Dude, take your problems on somewhere. I want to hear that rhythm.
Just give me the rhythm. Oh, my God.
Man, let's switch gears a little bit, bro. You know, everybody love to be on social media, you know, talking shit and playing and, you know, back and forth, capping and all this type of shit. So what pushed you to get your own, to create your own fan base?
So fan base, and this is one of the reasons why I know fan base is going to be a phenomenal success. It came from a truly genuine place.
Mm.
So 2018, this kid from Memphis, Tennessee, goes viral for dancing in a Spider-Man costume at a GameStop, right? Aha, take on me. He went viral out of nowhere. He had like 300,000 followers out of nowhere. I shot him a DM and said, congrats, young Memphis. Just the fact that you from Memphis and you going viral for dancing. He immediately hit me in my DM and was like, yo, are you a manager? I'm like, no, you know, I manage my dad's estate and stuff like that, but not really a manager. He goes, I need a manager. Where do you go? He goes, I really need a manager. And I said, well, when you want to holler? He's like, you want me to come to Atlanta? Like, I can call you. And I said, well, give me your number. And if there's anything I can do, I'll hit you. And I left that conversation. It was like, this kid has no idea how to monetize his dancing because he don't own Spider-Man. Marvel and Disney could shut that down at any moment. I said, people should be able to pay this kid to learn how to dance like he can dance. Matter of fact, they should be able to subscribe to him so he can give dance lessons. And I said, that's it. I said, we need to build a platform where people can follow you and subscribe to you. And then the people that want to pay that extra, pay that extra, but you can still have followers. And that was the birth of fan base. And I didn't even call him again until after I built the app. I ain't hit him back till December after I built the whole, came up with the idea in March. Built it from July to December 2018 and put it out 2019 and didn't tell a soul I built it. And only reason I did that is because when you're in the tech space, a lot of white people can go to Silicon Valley and just write an idea down on a napkin and get funded. Like, here's $10 million, go figure it out. But for us, we gotta prove everything. So number one.
Yeah, you got it. Niggas is on there right now.
Now, exactly. Like, no, that's real. No, you're not even lying on that ass. So that's why I didn't tell nobody I built it. And I just wanted to see if people organically use the platform. And so in a year, we got like 10,000 followers. I mean, 10,000 users in a year, right? And one person made about $6,000 out of 10,000 people using the app. So I had a proof of concept. I said, oh, okay, cool. I spent my own money. I spent like $200,000 on my own money to build it.
Right.
And then 2020 came and I was like, I'm finna go raise money. They can't tell me it don't work. People will subscribe to people. I promise you it will. And then COVID hit and we couldn't go nowhere.
Mm.
So I was like, damn, I'm stuck. So a good friend of mine named Monique Idolette, she said, you need to go to this platform called Start Engine. And you need to be able to, you can crowdfund because of this regulation that Barack Obama and Joe Biden signed into law called the Jobs Act. And what's significant about that shit is that from 1933 to 2012, the only way any of us could invest in a private company in like an early stage, we had to be an accredited investor. So we had to be rich. I mean, you gotta be worth $1 million or make $200,000 a year for 2 years. Now, mind you, this ain't got nothing to do with color at all, because this is 1933 to 2012, so you coming out of the Great Depression. So it don't matter if you were black or white, the best opportunities to invest in companies were just given to the wealthy. So if you wonder why none of us ever got a call to invest in Apple or Microsoft or Google or any of these platforms, because we weren't accredited. So the job.
You bitch, you don't know what I'm making. Give a nigga a chance. Oh man, that would have been a. That's why we created this platform. I'm sitting here listening like, that sound like the same shit they tried to do to me. You know, we got an app.
Yo.
We created our own app streaming service, and guess what these raggedy, ratchet, no good for nothing miscreant ass niggas did? They stealing the content off the fucking app. Oh, when I see you, bitch. Oh, when I see you, bitch. I done looked up the nigga Facebook and everything. You not helping us, bitch ass nigga. Steal this.
I reported the nigga.
Yeah. I reported the nigga for sexual harassment.
Yeah, I did.
Because the nigga trying to fuck me out my content. That's sexual harassment.
I damn sure put something that made it seem immediate.
Yes!
I said, this is dangerous.
This nigga
against
the nigga sex trafficking. That's what he doing.
You gotta get it taken down quick.
Yeah. Nudity, graphic images, spam, all I tried to lie. I don't reveal all them bitches. I know. I went back multiple times.
Man, so that happened, right? And so with the Jobs Act, Obama and Biden said, you can raise money regardless of your net worth and annual income. So I was like, all right, cool. So you got to submit the Start Engine. I got submitted. Only 2% of people that submit for Start Engine get accepted. The goal was to raise $1 million. I raised $1 million in 3 weeks. Then they upped it that you could raise up to $5 million because of COVID. So I relaunched my raise at the top of June, and we raised $3.5 million and closed that in June. So now. Yeah, $3.4 million in our seed round. And I'm doing it again right now, which is extremely important because I'm gonna tell you why it's important. We don't own none of these startups. We don't own Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, but black culture makes these things worth billions of dollars, hundreds of billions. You know how much Facebook got a market cap of $900 billion, right? Instagram's worth about $230 billion outside of Facebook. ByteDance, which is TikTok's parent company, is worth about $436 billion. But we don't own none of the company, so I said, who better than to own part of the social media platform than the people that actually use it?
Bruh, you just made me think of some shit. What if we wasn't on none of them shits? And we were just all on a black app, and they ain't even know. And they just didn't know none of the dances for 3 years. And every time we see them doing one, we like, y'all doing this old ass shit?
They did that with Megan. You didn't see when they did that, when they refused to do it, the challenge to
she didn't show them how to do it.
And they was up there doing they were just making shit up. Like, they don't know. And I say this, and we need to understand this, right? This is I'm gonna speak some real shit, right? I'm a founder, CEO, and I'm part of a tech company, but I'm with my people, and we gonna talk some shit. So, it is impossible to market anything as being cool without the assistance of black people. It can be sentimental, it can be adventurous, it can be romantic, but you cannot make nothing cool without the assistance of black people.
That's fact.
Yeah.
Popeyes knew that before everybody. Because you remember Popeyes had the black lady, she was in there seasoning that chicken, and then they came with that smooth little jingle. Love that chicken from Popeyes. Little nigga on the saxophone in the back.
But you know the cold part was how they got rid of it.
They did?
They been got rid of her. If you pay attention, they got rid of her around the time the chicken sandwich came out.
Them dirty bitches.
So my thinking is, she probably asked for what she was worth.
Or she proposed,
what she did for Popeyes.
Right.
And they said, bitch, we'll do this shit viral. We don't need you. A hashtag can do your job.
Okay, let me fuck you up again.
Who you think blew the chicken sandwich?
We did.
We blew the chicken sandwich.
I'm gonna fuck you up again. I'm gonna fuck everybody up again.
They used us for free.
Watch this. What the fuck happened to the pine saw lady?
Now that's the smell of clean.
She was in there with a regular t-shirt on. She was really mopping.
At first, when I first saw her, I thought it was Thea. Mm-hmm. I said, God damn it, Thea back.
Nope.
That ain't theater.
I had IMDb and I said, listen, I'm sorry. I wanted theater to be back on.
Oh my God. So I'm doing it again though right now. I'm raising $2.6 million right now on StartEngine. I'm offering people the chance to invest. The minimum to invest is $250. That's a pair of J's or a dinner at Ruth Chris. And we've already raised $1.8 million.
God damn.
So again.
What's the trick? What's the secret to making that work? How do you go about doing that?
What, raising capital?
Yeah. What's your strategy?
Honestly, I had a really good mentor by the name of Don Dixon, who's raised $1 million three or four times on StartEngine. And she taught me, but honestly, it's about, you gotta commit yourself to the process of raising capital. It's nothing that you can do passively. You can't bullshit. You gotta let people know your progress. So every time we reach a milestone, I put it out there, because people will watch you. People will watch you like, he ain't finna do that. Like, oh, he got to 100,000. Oh, so he got to 200,000. And before you know it, because the first time I got to 300,000, and then did a program just like this, and we raised $700,000 in like 2 hours, and everybody missed the first round. Like, oh man, we missed it. Yeah. So they'll watch you. So it's like a game. So people are watching us, you know, continue to raise capital. But it's important because owning equity in these startups, and I tell everybody in this room should go buy some shares in Fanbase, because I'm gonna tell you why. Social media is the only platform where the user directly affect the value of the company by using it. So I'm gonna tell you, let's say like all these platforms can be worth $100 billion. Like what happened with Clubhouse, how Clubhouse went from, I was on Clubhouse when 5,000 people was on Clubhouse. Clubhouse went from 5,000 to 1 million users. And by the time they got to January, they raised $100 million at a $1 billion valuation. Because Kevin Hart got on there, Meek Mill and Academics.
Shout out to WAC 100. That nigga is single-handedly keeping Clubhouse afloat by himself.
Hey, man. What?
Boy,
how you had that much time?
How do you know this much shit to talk about?
I'm like, you still on here when I wake up?
Oh, WAC me on there all night. Talking.
He got a lot of information.
That's another one that black people ran up. Because
it fell off bad for a minute.
For us,
yeah.
They tried to get some people I know onto it, and they was like, man, this is... Ain't nobody on here.
But that's why we built audio into Fanbase, because the first 1 million people that got on Clubhouse, they would say, hey, wouldn't it be cool if you let us invest in Clubhouse? And they were like, nah. And then they went and raised $100 million at a $1 billion valuation. So we don't have equity in none of these startups. And let me explain to you how important this shit is too.
I'm on Fanbase.
Yeah,
I'm glad you are.
Everybody get on there. Go support.
And
go
I'm
support.
About to get me some. But
go support.
But here's why this shit is important.
I got 10 followers. Oh, shit.
You about to have a lot more.
Come on.
But here's why this is important. Because black people innovate at a speed and a pace that we don't know that we're actually creating industries, right? I'm going to give you two really good examples. Anybody that DJ and anybody that's ever driven a car. The moment that Grandmaster Flash DJed on two turntables and a mixer, somebody should have pulled him to the side and said, do not show a motherfucker what you just showed me. Let's go figure out how to make record players. Because everybody that's going to do this is going to need a record player. Fast forward to 2022, the entire DJ industry is worth $7.6 billion. And Pioneer, Techniques, and Serato own that. But Grandmaster Flash, and we're the ones that invented it and cultivated it. So unless you own the infrastructure, you don't own nothing, right? So then I'm going to give you car culture. Pin My Ride area, rims, TVs in the headrest, LED lights, star ceilings. You can't name a Phantom
luxury car
without it.
Right.
But do we own a Chevy? Do we own Ford?
I do.
No, but I'm talking about the car company.
Oh, yeah, I don't. They ain't even hit me back on Twitter.
We don't.
Them bitch ass niggas, I sent them 30 car pictures.
First of all, they don't care because all your cars is old.
But they Chevys.
These, I know, but they don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck.
We don't own no car companies. And then social media.
That's next.
We give our dances to TikTok. We give our clapbacks to Twitter. We give our content, our skits, and all our memes to Facebook and Instagram, but we don't own part of the company. So I'm saying, imagine if someone built a company, a social media platform, that lets any of us invest in it, and then we all go there, because using the platform directly affects the value of the company. So by investing in Fanbase and using it, you're increasing the value of an asset you own by simply using it. It's the biggest legal flip of all time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's I want to get with you and create me one.
No.
I want my own platform. Okay. Just for men who like to look at breasts.
That's called OnlyFans.
Nah. just straight. It's just straight breasts.
Just boobies.
Just boobs.
That's the internet, my nigga.
Yeah, I'm just,
you're gonna have to,
yeah, but
you gonna have to be titties that you called, wouldn't see called, nowhere else.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm trying. This is what I'm trying to eliminate. I'm trying to eliminate actually having to do this.
What, you just want to scroll?
Titties right there. Your kind. The ones you like.
Your favorite boobs.
Boobs.
There's a business. Sex sales.
It definitely is.
It is. But social media.
Especially in a time like now where consent is so important. Okay. You know how many people on the internet naked who want to be seen?
What consent got to do with?
I'm just saying.
Person fucking don't get you. You don't ask their consent to watch their video.
That's the name of the app. Fuck it. Fuck it. You can watch people fucking. You can see who trying to fuck in your area.
They've been trying to do that. You know that. Oh, that's called. What's that? No, there's an app for that. There is an app for that.
It ain't black though.
It's an app where people be trying to like hook up in the area. It's like geolocated. There's an app for everything.
Okay, well, I'm trying to get an inch.
You can build an app for everything. Technology is a mug, but like the way that we inflate these companies, it's just time, and everybody keeps getting tired. Everybody shadow banned.
I know I am. I had 2.1 million followers for 3 years.
Do you know why you shadow banned?
Because I'm black.
Nope. Because Instagram is in competition with every single one of us.
What you mean?
So. Let's say
the fuck they got to do with banning the black man.
Now listen, I'm gonna tell you, Instagram is in competition with everybody. So let's say you got, why would Instagram give you the visibility that they charge brands for?
Because I earned it.
Right. No, you're right though. But my point is, so you know how many people watch Sunday Night Football?
All of them.
18 million people, right? All right, so we all know people with 18 million followers, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you know how much they charge for a 30-second ad on Sunday Night Football? $830,000. So why would they let you reach 18 million people? Because you could get $830,000. If you could do that, the brands would pay you and not pay Instagram. So they squish your visibility down.
So you really saying they just being selfish? They trying to take money out of my black ass pockets.
Yeah.
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 You know how much somebody like, you know, Beyonce got like 220 million followers. You know how much a brand would pay her if she could reach two, if she went live, they send out 220 million notifications and the Beehive pulled up, they probably give her like 10 million. She never have to sing again. All she has to do is just go live and get a check. But they have to run an advertising business, so they smush your visibility all the way down to about 3-4%, run ads, and then don't give you none of the bread. And then tell you to post more. So that you can trick the algorithm, but all they do is do that. So they have more content to run ads in between.
Yeah.
So we don't even do that at Family. We don't do nothing to do with ads. If you got a million followers, we gonna send out a million notifications. If you get 200 million followers, we sending out 200 million notifications because it increases the likelihood that you'll be able to make revenue. And so you make money, so we make money. Mm-hmm. Our job is to make everybody rich. We wanna make everybody rich on Fanbase. We want everybody to get paid for their content. We need to stop giving our content away for free. That's what we need to do.
Right, yeah. Goddamn.
And they love to blame that shit on the algorithm.
I mean,
I hate that niggas even learn their work.
It is the algorithm.
I mean, it is to a certain degree, but also it's like, y'all program this motherfucker to function this way.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, like.
The whole TikTok.
Oh, it's just the algorithm. Bitch, you made it.
Right. And there's no black women in the top 100 of TikTok creators at all.
And that's crazy because they deserve to be. All them big fat asses on there. TikTok is the devil, bruh. They got white women on there with fat asses. They got white people on there that be hitting their hoe on rhythm, cooking, seasoning food. I don't fucking know.
They got it from somebody else.
Nah, because they doing this shit too good to copy it, bruh. I don't think they faking this shit. Not unless they some actors or some shit.
Well, the whole vibe of TikTok is copying though. They do, yeah. but this is what happens though.
Yeah.
They copy us, and then they go on to get brand deals and endorsements to sponsor fried chicken.
Keep it all the way gangster. You ain't never seen no white people on social media doing some shit you couldn't do.
Huh? I seen black people on there doing shit I can't do.
I'm saying, but I'm talking about you seen some white people doing some black ass shit that you couldn't do.
No.
No.
I'm just asking.
No, that I can't do,
hit me
or
back.
That we can't do.
I'm just saying.
Now, if I can't do it, I know a black person that damn sure will give them.
I'm just saying. I seen a white boy in there jerking like a motherfucker. He was hitting the back with shit and everything. Huh?
Man, you ain't finna out jerk them, you little young niggas from Canada back in
just
the day.
Just saying.
Them niggas wore out so many pairs of Vans.
I'm saying, hey, you can only copy so much.
The only reason a white dude look good doing it because it's new to him.
Exactly.
Niggas is so tired of jerking. Niggas pulled his meniscus.
It's a nigga in a wheelchair. The nigga who invented that shit probably in a wheelchair now.
You saw that girl that broke her foot like that?
Uh-uh.
She was doing the jerk and fell on her ankle and broke it.
Damn. The nigga who invented that probably in a wheelchair right now.
It ain't for everybody.
He hit that hoe so many times and fucked his hip up. Just bone to bone, grinding. Shout out to that nigga.
No, I ain't giving white people no more extra credit.
I'm not either. I don't never give white I discredit white people for shit I know they invented.
Fuck that. I fuck with them with shit.
You can't tell me a nigga ain't invent this iPhone. I don't give a fuck what you say.
But no, the black dude did invent the cell phone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's black history, man. We invented a lot of stuff.
Nigga, even if we didn't, it's time for us to start doing like them. Let's just start taking credit for shit that we ain't even have shit to do.
We don't have to. All we got to do is highlight the shit that we actually need.
Man, a black man invented snowboarding. Give a fuck what nobody say, bro. Nigga, it was a runaway slave, and nigga fucking around and made it all the way to Colorado, still thought the white folks were chasing him.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You can't tell me nigga didn't invent a canoe. That's a black word. Canoe?
I'm pretty sure it's Native American.
No, that's black.
Oh, it is?
Hell yeah, canoe. Listen to it. Canoe. Think about when a nigga get mad and get mad. Man, that more canoe. Canoe, that was my shit. Canoe. Yeah, that's a black ass word, bro. Telling you.
He knew what it was.
Niggas did.
I don't like celebrating the white people when they know how to dance or some shit. Because we.
I do.
No, we.
Because I don't know the word. What's the white equivalent?
We show out. Oh, go white, what? Go be good at they shit. Be good at they shit.
Come on.
See what they say to you.
You fucking nigga.
Tiger Woods was good at golf. They wasn't like, this nigga hitting the fuck out that ball. They was like,
ugh.
I don't like him on the course. They was not excited, bruh. If y'all not gonna have that same energy, why should we?
I was just saying, I do when they dance because I don't know what the word is for the white version of cooning. When I see white people cooning, I be like.
They was the same ones who put on blackface in them lips.
That was too much fun for them. They was having way too much fun with that shit.
They was cooning. They invented the cooning and then put it on us.
They thought we was gonna accept it. Well, that shit could have went totally wrong if that would have been our shit. Like, if we would have, like, put that shit on and demanded them to do it, we could have capitalized off that one. You imagine white boy back there sad putting this shit on?
No, they were never sad. They were never sad.
I don't want to say mammy today.
They wasn't sad. They was like Paul Mooney and Bamboozle. I say nigga 100 times every morning that makes my teeth.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness. Well, we got fan base.
Tell them where they downloaded and all that shit at.
I'm on it. I'm finna invest.
We on iOS and Android. We in 170 countries.
No, it's a lot.
It's a lot of countries, but we in most of them. We actually in Antarctica. People in Antarctica got fan base.
For real?
I know Antarctica has.
Nigga on there ice fishing.
They research Antarctica.
I have no idea.
Nigga over there ice fishing on that bitch.
I have no idea.
Nigga go post something from the middle of the earth.
But.
Hey, man, we on.
we're raising our second round. Anybody can invest. You go to a platform called startengine.com/fanbase. The minimum to invest is $250. I'm gonna see where we at right now.
Tell me where we at.
I'm gonna give a good.
Because once you hit your number, they can't get in no more.
Yeah, right? once we hit the number,
right.
It's over.
Hey, get on fan base.
We at 1,832,000.
That's no cap. He really on there.
1,832,250 to invest. We're stopping at 2.6, so we less than a million away. And we did this in like 6 weeks. So yeah.
Hey man, get your ass on fan base.
Find me. Let me see if I get Snoop on the phone.
Call Snoop.
I'm gonna see if Snoop. You know, I told him I would text him before I called him, but I don't know if he's gonna answer.
You know,
that's him, but he's busy. But he definitely, you know, Instagram didn't let him go live.
Yeah.
Why?
And then, I don't know the day of the Super Bowl. I have no idea why they didn't do that. Why they didn't let him go live the day of the Super Bowl?
That's some. I want to see Snoop live before. That's
absolutely.
If it's anybody, I want to see live.
Yeah. But,
before they perform at the Super Bowl, ain't nobody that went live before they.
But
perform.
He went live on Fanbase.
He didn't let us down neither. I knew he was gonna have a blunt somewhere.
Y'all some hoes for showing that video of him hitting that little.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't have to release.
No, that was classic.
They had to release.
That was a bucket list moment. That was like I'm finna hit the weed at the halftime show.
Anytime I see Snoop somewhere, I know niggas is gonna be thoroughly represented.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would have been so disappointed if he didn't hit something.
Right.
Like, nigga, keep the streak going, bro. You done smoked that Barack Obama them house on top of it. Nigga, keep this shit going.
Yeah. Right.
I got a show I want to pitch for him just to see how many places this nigga can actually smoke a blunt at.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That's good shit, ain't it?
Yeah.
just have a whole bunch of events lined up.
Like where he can actually get away with it.
Yes.
I mean.
He can't fuck his brand up at this point, bro.
Church?
Yeah.
Can't go to mega church.
Nigga, if you a pastor and Snoop came in that bitch, not saying he smoked in the church, but you could tell he had just smoked.
You smoked in the parking lot.
It's still loud on him.
Yeah.
Well, some of us smoke in the parking lot before we go to church.
You know the pastor don't acknowledge it without acknowledging it. Like, we got Brother Brodish in here with us today. Amen. God is keeping his spirits high. Extra high. I wish I could go out there with the good brother, but since I'm on this side, I only smoke Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Oh my God.
You did a great job at the Super Bowl, Brother Snoop.
Well, yeah, but that's a show he could do on Fan Base.
Exactly.
Yeah. You can produce it. Film it, own the content.
I got another one I'm going to pitch to you before you leave, though.
You ain't got to listen.
Check this out.
You ain't got to pick.
I'm going to do this in front of the people.
Don't, you know what I'm saying? Don't give them the sauce.
Yeah, keep it.
Okay. Yeah. All right, turn them into your own show.
Because we done gave way too much. You see that already taken from what was established.
Don't. Everything we do, man, they copying us over there.
This too extreme. I don't think nobody going to take this. They got OnlyFans, right?
They writing it down right now.
The girls already, they getting naked on there, right? How about we come out with the shit where they putting clothes on?
I've been saying this.
And what's my problem?
I done seen so many naked women. I like bitches dressed in winter clothes. I want to see a grown woman in a coat. I'm tired of seeing naked bitches in.
That's some fetish ass shit right there.
Only coats.
Only coats.
Only coats.
Nah, because that's too easy to steal, because nigga gonna come right up under you and be like, only jackets.
No. There's a separation. Everybody knows. Hoes don't have coats. Hoes have jackets. If you tired of hoes, you wanna see some women in coats? That's what we for.
I already told you, every year around Christmas time, I do a little, like a little donation, you know, coats for hoes.
Yeah, they don't want them, though. They be so hard to put them on them bitches, they be, I don't want them.
They be resisting, but Cardi B is
shit. These bitches be fighting the shit. This nigga be, just put the coat on, bitch, get out.
Cardi B inspired this, man. When she said, hoes gonna get cold, I was like, we gotta get these hoes some coats, man. Coats for hoes. We going into our fifth year.
That's what I tell you. A grown woman can show up naked in a trench coat. That shit's sexier than a motherfucker. Motherfuckers show up butt naked in a jacket. That's sex trafficking. You worried? Bitch, are you in distress? Are you okay? All you got on a windbreaker and you butt naked.
You see? That's the difference. Woman put on a coat, she could be naked under there. The shit's sexy. If you see a naked man with just a coat on, that motherfucker's a freak. Oh, he's a wanted man.
Oh, yeah. Sexual.
He's a demon.
His coat, and I see his legs. Right. You already know.
With dress socks.
Yeah, ain't nobody wearing shorts.
With dress socks.
Nigga's a demon.
Calling 911 immediately.
He on the list.
There's a guy here with dress socks on and a trench coat.
Yeah.
Help immediately.
Yeah, he's outside.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to keep my
eyes. Can y'all hurry up? Because I don't see him no more.
Can you get him before the kids get out of school? I'm getting this motherfucker, man.
Hell no. Nah. Where can they find you on social media, bro?
At Isaac Hayes 3 on Fanbase everywhere. I want to make sure I see all y'all on Fanbase, though.
Like, I'm on that, sure. Bitch.
I'm on that.
I mean.
How you find the hoes?
And I'm finna get in there with photos.
How you find the hoes on there? I ain't found but one.
I think the best way to build a following and communicate is probably try out the audio rooms.
Oh, okay.
Snoop did an audio room last night, no lie. I was asleep. I woke up at 5 in the morning, and they sent me a video of him in the room, and the room with just all the girls on the stage. I was like, I can't even, like, look, how did Snoop just get all girls on the stage like that?
Mm-hmm.
Look, Snoop just made a room, and it was all girls on the stage. Look, everybody in the audience is chilling, but look.
All right, I'm just trying to make sure my girl ain't on that.
No, she ain't. I looked for you.
The hell you was doing on stage?
Hey, man, I know you've been active on social media for a minute, man. We've been following each other for a long time. So tell me, I know you saw the other day, I saw a tweet you said where you're going to take everybody who blocked you and made NFTs out of.
Oh, yeah.
Who are some of your favorite people who have blocked you, if that even makes sense?
Candace Owens.
Candace always blocked you?
Oh, yeah. That's a badge of honor, because she talked about everybody.
Shit pissed me off one time. I said some shit going against her. The bitch retweeted and agreed with me.
No.
Deleted the tweet. I said, bitch, you said that.
Mm-mm. Oh, Pastor Derek Scott, the dude that
tried. The dude was with Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, he got. When they smoking the blunt in the cup.
Yeah, right. I think that one. Yes.
People have completely forgotten about that.
Yeah, in the car high with Trump.
What? You don't remember that?
The dude that tried to separate Buckhead from Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Bill. Buckhead Bill?
Yeah.
Oh, he blocked me because they shut that Buckhead thing down. That ain't happening.
And you exposed one of them pages to be run by white people, too. One of them.
Oh, your Scoop page.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the ops. Don't mess with that one.
It was this one page that be posting all this Atlanta shit.
That's the ops.
I thought they were some niggas, and then he posted like, these the white folks. And I was like, no! When it took back all my likes, so they be posting the straight hood fights.
Atlanta Uncensored is us.
Okay.
ATL Scoop is ops.
And we'll talk.
And then Amanda Seals blocked me. I don't know. I mean, Amanda's mad at me. I'm sorry, Amanda.
Well, you know the rules. You can't disagree with Amanda. She gonna block you.
She blocked me. But I was like, I need to take all those and turn them into NFTs, because I got quite a list. But those are my top four.
I get blocked by people all the time.
I really wanted to get blocked by Donald Trump. If Trump block you, you made him mad. You made him mad at the block you. That's good.
Yeah. Terry Crews blocked me.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah. He ain't supposed to even be listening to shit I said. I was on this show, and I said, that nigga got all the muscles in the world and still let that man grab him by the pussy.
And he blocked you?
Yeah. He supposed to even hear that, bro. I'm a comedian. I can't even operate in comedic space.
What do you mean he gonna hear it?
He not supposed to hear this shit.
Somebody send it to him.
Bro, I'm about to fall back on social media.
That's a little sensitive,
though. That's very sensitive.
You're a comedian. Why can't you just tell a joke?
And you strong. You strong.
Yeah. I don't know, dear Terry. You need to let
push that shit on the
I'm falling back on social media, though, because them rap blogs be posting all my tweets, bro.
Oh, well.
You know, that's the first way.
Well, they been still.
It's not that they stealing. It's just that's the wrong kind of attention. I definitely don't want a bunch of followers that argue over grown-ass men that make songs. Them niggas is weird, bro. Grown niggas who is rap fans who really believe that they part of NBA YoungBoy's entourage. Niggas ready to die over a mixtape. I don't want them niggas even knowing my social media ads.
I hate them barbershop comments.
Nigga! Oh, yeah. I had tweeted
that. Birdman got way more money than Diddy.
What? Bro, I tweeted the other day. I said, you know, Kodak Black got shot at Justin Bieber's party. I said, if Justin Bieber got shot at a Kodak Black party, all them niggas would have been in jail.
Oh, easy.
Right now, that same night, everybody outside would have went to jail.
No, we're not gonna act like you. Bieber been a thug.
I've already said this.
He's the reason.
That's what started the tweet. The fucking title that they used, I had tweeted. I said, Justin Bieber's a fucking menace and nobody talks about it enough.
Low key? Nah, not even low key. High key. He the reason they stopped making active.
He the reason Lil Twist went to jail.
Yeah.
He the reason Sean Kingston was out there not paying them folks.
He the reason he crashed the jet ski.
Exactly. Sean Kingston was right up there. Got to fuck around with Justin Bieber, gained 100 pounds. Nigga snatched his chain.
The crayons? Didn't he have a crayon box chain?
I don't know, man.
Hey, y'all man, terrible. If a nigga snatch your crayon box chain, nigga.
Don't make fun of that, because Young Berg, the only nigga get his chain snatched after it got snatched. Niggas done snatched Young Berg chain that got snatched from a nigga that snatched it.
Oh, that chain is just everlasting.
That was that Batman.
That Transformer chain.
That Transformer chain. Wow.
That chain got snatched so much, it got replaced with a replacement chain that wasn't even real. You remember the video the nigga threw it in the lake? Fuck this shit. This shit is bad luck for the black community.
I heard Tyrese bought it on the back market. That's what I heard.
Stop playing.
He might have.
It's true, but
Young Berg made a comeback, though.
I fuck with Young Berg. That nigga one of the coldest songwriters out here. That's his lane.
He done wrote everybody's song.
Yeah.
What's Hitmaker.
Hitmaker.
He switched it up. He had to do that brand switch.
I don't blame him.
I'm Hitmaker now.
Yeah. I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I would have switched it up too. Fuck being in the public.
Yeah, just get the money.
You ain't gonna be young forever.
Damn sure ain't.
You was never a bird.
Young iceberg. He was pimping.
That's what I'm saying. He was never. You gonna melt.
Yo.
So we got y'all getting on fan base.
I'm on there already.
Everybody gonna get on fan base.
My whole staff.
Everybody.
Jay Wayne gonna be on there.
We need to have an audio room. We need to have a welcome party for y'all on fan base.
We damn sure will.
And you make money. That's the thing about it. It's like making money off your content is what everybody should be doing anyway.
Exactly. Don't fuck around and let me monetize too much, though. I'm gonna be on there doing the most. The absolute most, man. Nigga on that bitch making sandwiches every day. I ain't even gonna say shit like that little African nigga.
My buddy. Howdy, man. Hey.
Hey, man. He like the second most followed person on TikTok.
Yes.
He ain't even in the top 10 of people that made money.
I'm here, nigga. He in the perfect spot. Don't put me on no fucking list. Don't put me on shit. Because, you know, the number one rule in black man financial literacy, I ain't got no goddamn money. That's the principle that we following. I don't give a fuck if you see me with 80 billion. I ain't got no goddamn money. Actually, I need to hold something.
You tell people that. But it shouldn't actually be that.
Mm-mm.
That's what I'm saying.
All I'm saying is whether he getting bread or not, don't put that nigga on no list, man. Don't ever put me on no list.
No.
I don't give a fuck if I make more money than everybody on earth, nigga. It could be me and Jeff Bezos. Nigga, don't put me on there. Scoot the nigga who was third in my spot. No. Hell no.
You ain't got it.
I ain't got it. I'm fucked up. Them folk lying. They lying like a motherfucker. You know, you really think they finna let a nigga? Come on, cuz.
Well, apps and billion-dollar companies.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody gotta break that ceiling.
Stop saying that, bro. We just launched the app, nigga. I'm like, so nigga got $1 billion now.
Yeah.
That shit ain't even that funny like that. Nigga got $1 billion operation.
I mean, we need that though, man. Everybody needs. I like what you guys are doing with your product.
Appreciate it.
Monetizing is a way. We leaving a lot of money on the table. I started posting how much money people were leaving on the table.
I know. I'm so glad you ain't do one for me because I'm already depressed enough. I seen you post somebody, you was like, they leaving $18 million a month. I was like, I couldn't take it.
I did Snoop. Snoop leaving $100 million a year on the table.
What?
$100 million. And monetizing your content.
$100 million.
Yes.
Snoop
always gonna go viral. Whether it's him talking over lizards trying to get away from snakes, or if it's
which just, is genius, by the way. I love those videos.
Man.
Oh, he about to catch him. Oh, shit. Run, cuz. Run. Oh, damn.
Right.
Them lizards running through the snakes. Oh, shit, he going up the hill. Watch out.
Oh, he ain't even know.
Snoop just an entertaining nigga, bruh.
That's the hardest working dude in the game.
Gotta be.
Snoop will do a rap song with somebody in India, do a show with Martha Stewart, put out an album. He done put out two albums in 2 months. Do the Super Bowl, do a movie. He be on.
Open the clothing store recently, too.
Be on BMF.
Yeah.
Be in commercials. That he don't even fuck with the products. I know you don't fuck with this, Snoop. Ain't no way. This nigga Swiffer sweeping.
He's a
you
good,
know what I'm
yeah. He's a great and like a great marketing genius.
Him and Shaq, the two hardest working dudes. They getting the bag.
Yeah. Damn, sure did.
Shout out to Snoop. Congratulations on Death Row Records.
Didn't the toy company buy Death Row?
Mattel.
Oh, with Mattel, yeah.
They bought another company and they acquired it in the deal.
Yeah, I'm glad Snoop got it back.
Yeah, I don't think they want to hold on to that. No. Toys and Death Row.
That's what I'm saying.
The white man who bought the shit was like, somebody call Snoop Doggy Dog. Yeah, you can fucking have this shit.
What the fuck you mean we own Death Row?
Oh my God.
Get that shit off of us.
Give it to Corrupt. Shout out to Daz.
Death Row action figures might be hard, though.
They going to come out with a Mr. Potato Head Shug Dog.
He said, you're on to something with that one. With the beard?
Yeah.
You know the one that they ain't gonna be able to goddamn keep, though. They goddamn Danny Boy.
Y'all are savage.
Bro, it was so many niggas that was on death row that wasn't signed to death row.
Danny Boy was on stage with Suge. When he's like all in the video dancing, that was Danny Boy.
Exactly.
That's the last time I seen him though. I ain't seen Danny Boy since then.
Lady of Rage. You need to get on fan page. Hell yeah. Shit, we all on that bitch though, man. So hey, everybody who watches this shit, go support, download fan base. You on everything else?
Right. Yeah.
This could be the fresh start that you need.
And you need to delete some of them apps too.
For real. You done already got exposed on Facebook.
Fan base can definitely take a
Your slide. Twitter done got hacked. Your Instagram private. You ain't got no hoes. You might as well come over here and come over. Don't use the same name. Don't nobody know you by
start
that.
Start over.
Start over.
A fresh start.
You don't even look like that no more.
Don't do it like that, bro.
You don't want Instagram. Limiting your comments.
Yeah.
Shadow banning you, keeping your same followers for 3 years. Come on to fan base.
There you go.
Yeah, and it's just like the black church. They cook and eat over there every second Sunday. That's what they ain't get to. Every second Sunday they eat.
They have fellowship.
They fellowship and worship.
We breaking bread for sure.
Worship.
Yeah.
We breaking bread.
Come on, white folks. We know y'all coming too. Just, you got to pay. You got to subscribe to every black person you follow.
You gonna stop giving away the sauce for free.
And stop giving away the sauce. Stop saying that, because they're going to be like, so, bro, like, how much is the sauce going to be? I'm totally prepared to buy the sauce.
Hike the price up on me.
You got any juice? I want some juice, too.
No. You don't want
fan base is for everybody, because you got to think, we're worldwide. And so for the app to be successful, we want everybody to use the platform. But the difference is in platforms like TikTok, where they smush down the black creators to make way for other creators, we're not gonna do that. We're gonna make sure everybody has the same visibility. Cause there's no way that like a Jalea Harmon or old girl that did the Savage Challenge, she made nothing compared to what they paid the other creators to reduplicate the same challenge that she made.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about it. These kids are making these dances in their bedroom in the hood. And then some other creator do it and they get a whole $100,000 check for doing the same dance. That's why it's important to charge for your content, because like, TikTok is a place where people are going to imitate what you do all the time, right?
I know. They got me on there and I ain't even on there. It's my voice.
We got something. I'm going to talk to you about something for that, though, for fan base. But imitating is part of what you do. But the problem is that they don't make the choreography that they dance to, and they don't make the songs that they dance to. So they don't mind doing that. But when we make it, that's somebody's talent. And we need to be able to monetize that, because, I mean, these labels will pay. Let's say they'll pay the originator of the dance like $800. They'll pay the person that duplicates it $100,000. Why is the girl that made the song go viral, how come she can't get the $100,000?
Some of that shit go to the rappers too, because some of y'all garbage as fuck. And TikTok be saving y'all with the 3 seconds of your song that's good, so you need to start fucking with the creators. There's a lot of you niggas we wouldn't even know if it wasn't for people fucking with your shit on social media. Don't be trying to act like you made it by yourself, nigga. I'm talking to everybody. That was my old nigga. Hey! You can do that shit by yourself.
Yeah, TikTok fam. Because I even heard back in they was they main page. They ain't want nobody that looked ugly, undesired. They had a list of motherfuckers that they wanted to on their main.
They don't even know.
You know the demographic that it is.
People will look at an ugly motherfucker way longer than they will somebody that look good.
No physical defects, nobody that looks like, yeah.
That's the shit I want to see.
Well, you know what's so funny though? But people be complaining about TikTok all the time because they had, I think for Black History Month, they had some sort of event with Nicki Minaj, but then they invited like a whole bunch of other white creators and stuff too, and they took over the whole party, and a lot of the black TikTokers were mad. But what I tell people all the time is with TikTok is it's like, that's a privately held company. So when your company's like Fanbase is privately held. So when you're privately held, there's no stop price to effect. It's not like we're going to leave and the stock price is going to plummet. They ain't got, the stock price ain't going to plummet. You can affect the value of the company by leaving. So, and that's a company in China. So I don't care what nobody in the United States tell you they're working TikTok. They can't do nothing for you. There's nobody in the United States of America, I don't care who you're talking to at TikTok, they have no power.
Unless you speak Mandarin.
Exactly. Because they're dead ass. Because it's a Chinese-owned company. So it's like they control the algorithm. It's their company, their rules. They'll run it how they want to run it. The only thing you can do is leave. If you're not respected, then leave. Because we all in these dysfunctional-ass relationships with these platforms. Like, who stays on the app where they mistreat you the whole time and you still stay? And I said this about, this is some real shit that I'm about to say. The disrespect of black culture is actually good for business. And what I mean by that is, you disrespect us, we fight harder to stay. You tell Jim Jones you don't want him shopping in Gucci, he fight harder to shop in Gucci. It's better for business to treat black people bad.
That's some bullshit.
It is. I call it the velvet rope mentality. Meaning, like, you go to a white club on a Thursday night, it's free to get in, free to park, they tear down the drinks, right? You go on a Saturday night, they put a velvet rope, same furniture.
It's $100 to park.
Exactly. And they put a rope up, and everybody will fight and pay to get on the other side. It's the same furniture.
It's too loud.
I was in here Thursday night, I was on the same couch for free. You put a rope up, and people standing to get on the other side of that. That's crazy to me. I don't understand the mentality of that. I'm not going to fight to get on the other side of a section that it's the same lawn furniture that was out here the other night. And so we got to stop doing that. We just got to start migrating and moving.
That's right, goddammit. And there you have it, folks. Fan-based, black-owned, monetized. Clayton English, do you have any closing arguments?
Hey, man, all I know, I'm on fan base, and I got to go ahead and jump in there for y'all. Hit what, two?
2.6.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1.8, we're going to, 2.6.
Yeah, I got to leave out, I could put in.
All right, well, let me tell you something that's important about that. The seed investor of Uber, who was accredited, right? Remember I said accredited investors? This is why that accredited investor rule is some bullshit. He put 5 G's into Uber in 2010 as an accredited investor. When it went public in 2019, guess how much he made off that $5,000?
$50
million. $24 million.
I was close. Shout out to whoever that nigga is.
They say you gotta be accredited because they don't want you to make bad investments. But you don't have to be accredited to spend $5,000 on lottery tickets. Right. You don't have to be accredited to put $5,000 on a crap table in Vegas.
Yeah.
So why can't me and 10 of my friends put $500 a piece on Uber and we make $2.4 million? That's what you can do with family. That's the point, what I'm saying is, like, you have a chance. This seed stage investment, that's a real opportunity. That's 5,000, that's a 5,000, he got a 5,000 extra turn off his investment. $5,000, he made $25 million.
Well, damn.
Yes.
Well, if you would like to continue the lesson today and receive more social media and things of that nature and tech savvy advice, make sure you follow my man, Isaac Hayes III, 85 South Show. Your mama's favorite podcast. This concludes our broadcast for the evening. No, fuck that, cat. I'm done. No, I'm just bullshit. What?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get you sucker.
Yeah.
How much for one rib? That's pop culture.
Yeah.
And he slipped on some bullets.
Hell yeah. And the bullion?
And shot his shit out of himself. And I was in middle school when that happened, so you know, you gotta go, you're like, your daddy slipped on my bullets and got shot as hell. But years later, it's part of, like, you know, it's part of black pop culture.
No, it was
almost for one rib,
We don't get a lot of times where we could be wacky like that.
Yeah.
And it be
slapstick humor.
And it be parody and shit, and it hit, like, so I love to see shit like that. That's, like you said, that's one of them classics.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Chris Rock.
This man strapped up with so many goddamn
38s. All 38s.
Right.
That's some old nigga shit. That nigga had
all revolvers.
38s.
All revolvers.
Hey, man, make sure you follow everybody that you're looking at right now. J-O-N, get your ass on fan base.
Yes, indeed.
We on there.
We out of here. 85 South Show. Yeah, bitch. Let's get a photo.
All right.
Get the shot.
Yeah.
We about to get Zuckerberg on that.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.